Now, the rest of the story. Louise knew what she was getting into when she married a golf enthusiast. At least, she sort of knew. No one in her family played golf, and husband John was still learning the game. But Louise realized and respected John's strange fascination. And it came as no surprise that evening after they'd been married about a year when John came into her and confided, "I don't like my driver." Yes, Louise knew what a driver was, that long club with the big wooden head, supposed to hit the ball the farthest. She couldn't help but know what it was because John had bought 5 of them since they had been married. 5 brand new drivers in 1 year. And according to John, not one of them did what it was supposed to do. "I'm not driving well," John told Louise. "I'm going to have to buy a new driver." Well, Louise was silent a moment. And she said, "All right. That would make 6 drivers since they'd been married. But if John thought that it would make golfing more fun, he should go ahead and buy the new club." She said that he should forget that his job wasn't earning him much money, and he should forget that Louise had bought no new clothing for herself in that past year. But there was one thing he ought to think about. If all of the new drivers John had purchased thus far had not made him happy, then either he didn't know what kind of a driver he needed, or he just plain didn't know how to drive. Well, John was amazed by his wife's wise observation. And he said, "Honey, go buy yourself a new dress." He said, "I'm going to make do with the clubs I've got." And this is the rest of the story. Early the next morning, John went down to the local golf course, walked into the pro shop, asked the pro if he could use the workroom in back, and the pro said yes. John took a driver out of his golf bag. It was a Spalding club with a big mahogany-colored pear-shaped head, and he held it up in front of him. He tried to envision the magic driver, the club with which he could only fire long, straight drives right down the middle of the fairway. And then, taking the club head in one hand and a wood rasp in the other, John began ever-so-delicate surgery, taking tissue-thin layers of wood off the toe side. Until after what seemed a long while, John beheld what he had been searching for, a match for his mental picture, the perfect driver, and this one fashioned by his own hand. And then John shellacked the head, and he let it dry, and he took it out to the practice tee. And that day began a historic relationship which lasted for 10 years. An exciting, glorious decade during which John would make golfing history. For it is remembered that between the spring of 1936 and the end of 1945, one professional golfer, a man named John, won 36 big blood tournaments, revolutionized the game to such an extent that he would be known forever after as the father of the modern golf swing. Mostly forgotten until this moment is that he used one driver to accomplish all this, and it was the same driver which he modified with a wood rasp in the back room of a Pittsburgh pro shop so that his bride could buy a new dress. Of course, you know that one-man galaxy in the universe of golf, John Byron Nelson, Jr. You know him simply as Byron Nelson. Only now you know the rest of the story.